Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You tuned into the Wednesday International Victory Service of the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center, Renewing Your Mind Ministries International, where the broken, hallelujah, are made whole by God. And just for a minute, I want you to look up to heaven and say, Lord God, in Jesus' name, I was created to make your praise glorious. Hallelujah. Oh, lift your hands and praise the Lord right now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I was created to make your praise glorious. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless the name of the Lord today. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank God. Hallelujah for the people of God that joined us today. Hallelujah. We thank God for all of you. Hallelujah. This is, again, the Wednesday International Victory Service of the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center, Renewing Your Mind Ministries International, where the broken are made whole by God. This is your host, Bishop E.T. Byrd, along with Pastor Willie Mae Petersburg. Are you there? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Well, bless the Lord. Thank God. We are on fire for the Lord. Because you know what? God woke us up this morning. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And then I look, as far as I know, we still woke. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Well, we're going to have a time today. We thank God for this opportunity to come into your homes or your cars or your workplaces or your tent, hallelujah, or your backyard or your deck, hallelujah, hallelujah. Wherever you are right now, we thank God for this opportunity.
Hallelujah.
And we thank God for you who are listening. And we thank God, we just bless God for those who have taken up the challenge that we give out every week to call somebody on the phone. I know you. Some of you got one cell phone. Some of you got two, three, four, five cell phones. I don't know what you're doing, because as far as I know, you only got one mouth to talk into, one phone at a time. I don't know. But anyway, you got a lot of phones. I challenge you to call somebody.
Yeah.
And tell them, God loves you, and I love you too. That's all you got to say. You can say more however the Lord leads, but at the very least, call somebody up every day. At least one person a day. Make somebody's day. At least one person a day. You can call 1,000 if you want to, but I just want you to at the very least, call one person a day and tell them that God loves you and I love you too. And if you do that, you may be saving somebody's life. Because somebody out there is thinking that they're all alone and nobody cares about them and nobody loves them. But you calling them, you calling them on the phone and saying, look here, I just called to let you know that God loves you and I love you too. That may save their life. They may have a bottle of pills in their hand as they pick up the phone. They may be in a tub and getting ready to drop a radio that's plugged into the wall or some other electrical into the tub to end their life. Or they may be on a mountaintop or on a bridge and they're getting ready to jump off or do something to themselves because they think that nobody loves them, nobody cares. And for you to call them, you to call them and to tell them that will save their life. Will save the, will turn that stuff around. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I got to leave that alone. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Again, you tuned into the Wednesday. Hallelujah. Glory to God. International Victory Service of the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center. Renewing Your Mind Ministries International, where the broken are made whole by God. And we just thank God for you, and we thank God, Pastor Peaches. We had a time on Sunday, didn't we? Hallelujah. This past Sunday was the fourth Sunday, and, of course, many of you know we have our live services on Sundays at 3 o'clock at the sanctuary located at the lower level of the parsonage, which is 3007 Iona Terrace. And you use the side entrance. That's at 3 p.m. And we, on the fourth Sundays, we have we have the spiritual dinner, and then we have a physical dinner that we serve. And guess what? It's all free. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And Pastor Theodos Lee and Pastor Maxine Lee came and shared on this past Sunday, and it was an awesome time. Folks joined the church. Other folk gave their lives to the Lord. People were healed and delivered. It was an awesome time in God's sanctuary on this past Sunday. We invite you all to come and join us in service every Sunday at 3 p.m. Hallelujah. And Pastor Peaches, I tell you, it was just a glorious time. And somebody told me that the spiritual food was awesome, and the physical food was awesome too. Thank you, Pastor Chef Pastor Peaches.
God bless you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And Pastor Peaches, could you give us the housekeeping suggestions?
Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Music. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Put the phone on loudspeaker. Call everybody in the house into the room. Hallelujah. So they can hear the word of God. Hallelujah. Tell them bring their Bibles with them, their composition notebooks, an ink pen, a pencil, whatever they want to write with. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So that they can take notes from the word of God, from the man of God, and they'll be able to write down anything God may drop in their spirit at the same time. Hallelujah. Also, bring in your communion elements. If you have toast or bread or juice, water, whatever you're going to use for communion. Hallelujah. So when we break bread, you'll be able to do it right along with us and receive healing.
Hallelujah.
Body, mind, soul, and spirit. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah. We thank God. We thank God for you. Thank you, Pastor Peaches.
Hallelujah.
Thank God for all of you. Hallelujah. Because God's going to bless enormously a whole lot of people on today.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And we're getting ready to do our dedication, our selections, because we have one dedicated to the men, the mighty men of valor, and one dedicated to the vessels of honor. Hallelujah, the virtuous women, God's women. Hallelujah. So praise God. And before we do that, because, see, I don't know if you've been with us or you're new, but we throw people's names into the atmosphere, because when the praises go up, the blessings come down. And if you're up in the atmosphere, glory to God, the blessings are going to fall upon you. Hallelujah. So that's what we pray. That's what we have faith that God is going to bless you as we call out names. And what we're going to do, we're going to call out the names first, and then we're going to play the selection. Now, we may miss some names, hallelujah, but see, you call out some names as well. Put those names in their atmosphere.
Yes.
Glory to God. Because now is an opportunity for you to bless folk that may be hundreds maybe even thousands of miles away from you right now. Hallelujah. But think about their names as we get ready to go. Now, for the last few services, we have been putting the mighty men of valor selection first, but tonight we're going to change up. Is that all right? Hallelujah. He's going to put the women. So right now, hallelujah, we bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. We put up in the atmosphere right now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Minister Linda Blackwell and Donya and Tiffany and Bianca, we put in the atmosphere now. Angela Jennings Hill, glory to God. Hallelujah. Janella McCoy, Elder Rosetta Carey, Apostle, hallelujah, Margie Mercer, glory to God. Gloria, glory to God. Hallelujah. Little Prophet Cynthia, another Cynthia, Elder Cuby, hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah. Ronola Carr, Elder Ronola Carr, hallelujah, glory to God. Pastor Viola Wright, hallelujah. Hallelujah, glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Another Tiffany, glory to God.
Rena.
Hallelujah. Alicia, hallelujah, glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Another Alicia, hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah. Tia, glory to God. Pamela, Danielle, Dominique, Kimberly, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ariana, hallelujah.
Honey, hallelujah.
Another Dominique. A Nikki, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Another Dominique, come on now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Another Dominique, come on now. Hallelujah. Regina, hallelujah. Regina Bruce, George Dukes, Julie, Anna, Ava, Kitty, little kitty, big kitty, hallelujah.
AJ.
Hallelujah.
Prescott Amon.
Desiree, hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Darcy Angel.
Glory to God.
Angela Smith.
Hallelujah. Glory to you.
Hallelujah.
Carol Dunston. Hallelujah.
Stephanie.
Carolyn. Another Caroline Leaf. Hallelujah. Another Carol Powers. Hallelujah. Carolyn.
Hallelujah.
Teresa Wilson. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Another Teresa. Another Teresa. Glory to God. Retta. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Clarissa Beck.
Another Stephanie. Come on now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Ira Bennett.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Boss.
Yes, indeed. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, we
thank you
in the name of the Lord.
Crystal Branch.
Billy Mae Patterson. Yakota.
Andrew Brown.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Corinthia Johnson. Loretta Johnson. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Kim Butler.
Keisha
Bird.
Chris Moran. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Shaka Robo Shade.
Thank you, Jesus. Malaya Khan.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God.
Church.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Tina Spencer.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, God. Miss Cookie.
Jesus,
hallelujah. Bless your name, Jesus. Sheila Davis.
Hallelujah.
Alicia Dempsey.
Hallelujah. Glory to
hallelujah.
God.
Felicia Deset.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Yes, Lord.
Dr. Wenda Mack.
Hallelujah. Continue to call out names. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Brenda Fulford. Terry Phelps. Jesse Potato.
Hallelujah.
Colin.
Hallelujah.
Isabel Govar. Leslie Govar.
Sally London.
Hallelujah.
Deborah Thomas. Marie Thomas.
Thank you.
Savannah
Harris. Lisa Harris.
Shelton.
Nadine Harris. Mother Harris. Thank you, Jesus.
Angela Flanagan. Hallelujah. Irene Moore. Marjorie Long. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Shay.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Darcy Burns. Tanya Burns.
Jalene Johnson.
Kathy Moody. Hallelujah.
Dia Johnson.
Linda Smith. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Cassandra. Hallelujah.
Joy McCullough. Carol King.
Hallelujah, glory to God.
Lily. Mr. Maxine.
Hallelujah.
Johnny Glockhart.
Hallelujah.
Lori.
Hallelujah.
That man.
Lord. Hallelujah. Martha.
Natasha McGill.
Martha. Bertrand Marie Johnson. Hallelujah. Lorena. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Kathy.
Hallelujah.
Valerie Montone. Kathy Moody.
Lisa.
Brenda Moore.
Yeah. Corey. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, Spencer Johnson. Hallelujah.
Owen.
Hallelujah. Marion.
Margaret Pearson.
Bertie Johnson.
Latoya Pratt.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, glory to God.
Marlene Russell.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Linda Davis.
Shirley Whitney.
Linda Bedford. Diana Shipp.
Roseborough. Hallelujah.
Charlene Swinson.
Jerry Wolfong, hallelujah. Ruby Smith.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Phoebe.
Karen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Another Karen. Samaru. Hallelujah. Maria. Samaru. Margaret.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Bless you, Father God, in the name of Jesus.
Pastor Keith.
In the name of Jesus.
Josephine. Hallelujah.
Bless the Lord.
Joy Bond.
Oh, Lord God, in the name
of Wakanda Bond.
In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
In the knees, our Lord. Hallelujah.
Brother, the Lord has.
Yeah, hallelujah.
And Denise, Anjanette, her. Yvette, her. Roslyn, hallelujah. Another Roslyn. Another George. Another George. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Another Tanya. Another Tanya. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Another Tanya. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Jocelyn. Miracle. Another miracle. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Destiny. Another destiny. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
That's great to Lord. Hallelujah.
Another Regina. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Put that shit in the bookshop. Yeah, the bookshop out of the bookshop. Hallelujah. Angela. Angel. Another angel. Hallelujah. Darlene. Another Darlene. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Another Darlene. Carolyn. Another Carolyn. Hallelujah.
Bless Lord. Bless Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We trust that you hallelujah, put somebody's name up in the atmosphere there. Hallelujah. We thank God for you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We praise God for you right now. Hallelujah. Right now, it's time for us to put the men up in the atmosphere, those mighty men of valor. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Sterling and Reggie and Barry and David and Scooter.
Thank you, Lord.
Alan, hallelujah, glory to God. We put up in the atmosphere right now, hallelujah. And overseer Norman Nevins, Dr. Norman Nevins, hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, glory to God. Pastor Lewis Wright,
thank
hallelujah.
You.
Elder Tommy Owens, hallelujah. Apostle Dwight Smith, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Damon, LaVon, D'Artagnan, hallelujah, glory to God. Larry Owens, hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, oh, we bless the name of Tavon.
Same.
Another Tavon, another Tavon.
Thomas.
Maurice, another Maurice, hallelujah. James, hallelujah, another James, hallelujah. Another Jack, glory to God, hallelujah.
Butler, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, glory to God. Another Reginald, hallelujah, glory to God.
Tavon.
Hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah. David. Another David, hallelujah. Darnell, hallelujah. Another Darnell.
Antoine Chase.
Hallelujah. Antonio.
Mr. Cliff.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Leon and Timmy and Bobby, hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Another Bobby, another Robert, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Antonio, hallelujah. Angelo, hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, oh, we bless the name of the Lord. Jerry Cleveland,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah, glory to God.
Dan
Street, hallelujah. Pastor Tom Swin, hallelujah. Apostle Dustin Harper,
yes.
Hallelujah, glory to God. Elder Lester, Deacon Dale, hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, glory to God.
Hallelujah,
we thank the Lord, hallelujah. Mr. Carl Pierce. Bishop Bart Pierce, hallelujah. Dr. Saunders, hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Mel Barnes, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Miles Monroe Jr., hallelujah. Glory to God.
And
Neil Reyes, hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Bill Winston, Jesse DePlanis,
hallelujah.
Glory to God. Harry Warsaw,
Ron.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Sterling Howard, hallelujah, glory
Israel
to God.
Nunez.
Hallelujah, glory to God. Manuel, Bob,
thank
Pat, hallelujah, glory to God.
Corey Johnson.
Hallelujah, glory to God.
Mel Johnson.
Hallelujah, glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, oh, we bless today. Pastor Eastern Royal, hallelujah, glory to God.
Jones.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Another David, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Ezra and Milo. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh, we bless the name of the Lord. Another James. Another Earl. Another Earl. Glory to God. Another Earl. And still another Earl. Praise God for the Earls. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jackson. Hallelujah. Jefferson. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Jesse Jackson Jr. Come on now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Jesse Jackson. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. President. Hallelujah. Biden. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank the Lord. Hallelujah. We bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Mighty men of valor. Throw their names up into the atmosphere. Hallelujah. Mighty men of valor. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Dwight Smith. Hallelujah. Dwight Hall. Hallelujah. Edward Sproul. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Mr. Chris. Hallelujah.
The Lord is with thee.
Hallelujah. Walter Tola. Hallelujah.
Jacob, I walk through the valley, understanding with death, the Lord is my shepherd. Jehovah Shalom, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, the spiritual war. The devil comes in like a flood. Spirit of the Lord, lift up a standard against him. Kiss me redemption. Salvation, help my shield above all. Taking the shield of faith, quenching the fiery darts of the wicked, the sword of the spirit, able to withstand in the evil day. Having the Lord to stand and pray. Put on the breastplate of righteousness, women of God, garments of vengeance. Fury of fire to my adversaries, my enemies, we pay and break up. Fear the name of the Lord from the west, his glory from the rise, another sun. Stand ye still, no need to fight in this battle, the battle's already won. See the salvation of the Lord from the watchtower, even in the wilderness, this is God's place, Lord. Make it rain for you, pray forever, whosoever will. Take it freely, believe in the Lord and be established. Believe in this prophecy. For with God, all things are possible. What to say? I'm a saint. What the Lord say, let the Redeemer lead the creed of the gospel. Blessed are they that have not seen. Yet have believed, he that have been in his valley, believe and receive and know his valley. I'm a soldier ready for the battle, for I'm a mighty man of valor. No evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. Condemnation to every tongue that rise against me, the same for every weapon. Though it may form, it shall never prosper. Nothing stop me from living the gospel. God searches the heart, and that's the matter. For I'm a mighty man of valor. Been no evil, for the Lord is with thee. No need no signs, so you show me time and time. A thousand shall fall at the side, 10,000 at that right hand. No weapon formed shall ever prosper. Nothing stop me from living the gospel. God searches the heart, and that's the matter. For I'm a mighty man of valor. I'm a soldier in the Lord's army. No weapon formed against me will ever harm me. Endure the hardness, strong in the grace of God and the power of his might. Fight the fight of faith, hold eternal life. Vain glory, I would rather die. Do what thou rather be angry, no need to discuss. I sleep in the dust. Lord, deliver me from my afflictions. My adversary talking of perdition. Mysteries of iniquities, do a already work, power, pay attention. Be not deceived, for many say that I am. Be sober, be vigilant, for the enemy seeking whom he made a vow. For me, I'm a mighty man of valor. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? He's the strength of my life. Whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemies, my foes, come to eat up my flesh. And I'm in distress under heavy fire. I know it's a test. My God, my rock, my fortress, my deliverer, my high power. What's the name, Jesus? Follow my brother, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Keep fighting the good fight and do what's good and what's right in the sight of the Lord. Remember, this battle's not yours, but the violence take it by force. I'm talking faith, and faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Do of that diligence with a pure and whole heart. Step before the sauna, endure persecutions, crown of life for the martyr. Where's that victory? Only in Jehovah Nissi. The Lord is our banner. What man of man is this equipped and ready for the battle? Simple by zealous don't matter, cause me, I'm a mighty man of valor.
Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, my. Hallelujah. Mighty man of valor. My goodness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. My. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Look, Pastor Peaches, I have to get myself together after that. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hope you received that. Hallelujah. The blessings of the Lord were coming down as the praises went up. Hallelujah. The word of the, I'm going to tell you, the word of God is real. It has blessings in, the word of God has innate blessings. And when you share the word of God, the blessings will be drawn to his word. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So catch it. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Catch it, catch it, catch it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank God. Hallelujah, Pastor Peaches. Hallelujah. I know I've gone over my time, Pastor Peaches, but I couldn't help myself. I had to deal with this. Is that all right, Pastor Peaches?
I belong to the Lord.
Hallelujah. Well, you know what, Pastor Peaches? I think it might be time for the pastors. Excuse me. Let me read out. For the children's corner, I'm going to get this thing together. One of these days, I'm going to have it together, y'all. Y'all know that. Hallelujah. He ain't finished with me yet. Hallelujah. The children's corner is on Wednesday. The pastor's corner is on Sunday. Is that right, Pastor Peaches?
Hallelujah. Amen.
All right. So I got to get it together. And look, we're going to play the song leading into the children's corner. And then the next voice you hear after this selection will be none other than the melodic, awesome, powerful, anointed, spirit-filled, tongue-talking, fire-baptized voice of Pastor Petersburg. Hallelujah. Can I get an amen? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. If I can't buy an amen, can I rent one for just a little while?
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Sister Julie and Sister and Minister Linda, can you say amen for me right now? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. I'm trying to get this music together, and I'm going to do it right now.
Hallelujah.
Now.
Did you know that the Apostle John had a glimpse of what praise is like in heaven? In the book of Revelation, he describes voices that sound like thunder and a mighty waterfall, like the crashing of the ocean surf on the shore. Let's join those voices right now, and even though we can't see them or hear them, we'll be part of heaven's mighty chorus.
Revelation 19, verse 1. After this, I heard what sounded like the roar of a great multitude in heaven shouting, Hallelujah! Salvation and glory and power belong to our God.
Revelation 19, verse 6. Then I heard what sounded like a great multitude, like the roaring of a great water, and like loud peals of thunder shouting, Hallelujah! For our Lord God Almighty reigns.
Hallelujah, salvation and glory, glory and power belong to our God. Hallelujah, salvation and glory,
Hallelujah.
Glory and power belong to our God.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, young people.
Hallelujah.
Praise God, young people.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Young people, praise God while you have a chance. Hallelujah. Don't despise your youth. Thank him now. Hallelujah. 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 Exalt the Lord now while you're young. Praise him now while you have strength in your bodies. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord at all times. Hallelujah. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Hallelujah. 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 Thank God for Jesus. Hallelujah. We're in a season of young people are getting ready to go back to school. Some are getting ready to go into uncharted territories. Some are going to middle school that's never been there. Some are going to high school. Some of you are even going to college. Some of you are 18, 19, 20. Some of y'all are going into college. And some of you are going into kindergarten. Hallelujah. So let's get prepared to go back to school. Know that there is power in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Don't be afraid to say the name of Jesus. People around you will not be afraid to say certain things of where they live and what their sexual preference is and who they love and what they love to do and what they did last night and all. And they aren't gonna worry about you. Some of them you're gonna use profanity. Hallelujah. But you must be bold in the Lord. Hallelujah. There's a saying, we need to be politically correct. You know, don't worry about being politically correct. Don't you know you will run across people and they aren't going to care about what comes out of their mouth. They aren't going to be conscious of offending you, okay? They aren't going to care that you serve a mighty God. They aren't going to care that you serve Jesus. But you know what? Just like they're going to be bold in what they say and not care, then don't you care about being politically correct and saying the name of Jesus. Say it. Be bold about it.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I've gone through school. Hallelujah. I might have been the only one in the classroom saying something about Jesus or whatever, but you know what? I had the answer to their problems. Hallelujah. And the world is hungry. Young people, your friends need Jesus. Some of your friends are going to commit suicide because they're going to feel like there is no hope. Some of them are going to feel like, oh, nobody loves me. So why am I here on this earth? Nobody cares. You may be the only Jesus that they see. You may be the only one in their life that they've ever heard even pray or been put their head down and say a grace over their food at lunchtime. Be bold. Don't be afraid to say, excuse me, I have to say my grace. And say your grace. Bow your head before you eat your food. Don't be ashamed. Don't let anybody make you ashamed of you speaking up for Jesus or speaking up for what you believe in. Believe you me, God going to have your back. God got your back. Be bold in the Lord. Hallelujah. 2 Timothy 1:7 says, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power and loving of a sound mind.
Hallelujah.
So what if they say, oh, she always praying. She always saying something about Jesus. Yes. Don't they use profanity? Do they care about you? Do they worry about, no. They don't worry about who around them hears them say them colorful words out their mouth or anything like that. They'll look at whatever they want to look at on their phone. And some things, you know what they're looking at on their phone is not right. Because they got their heads together and they're speaking, ooh, 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 look, whatever. You know what? Don't be a part of it. And don't be ashamed to be going right while they're going left. Don't be ashamed of being the only one walking a certain way. I have been there. My mother used to say, you see a fight on the playground, you go in the opposite direction. Bullets don't have no names on it. These days, young people, a lot of times when somebody starts a fight or have a fight, when you see a fight, everybody running to a fight, you don't know what kind of weapons they may have. Hallelujah. So therefore, don't stand around and watch somebody fight. Anything you see, plead the blood of Jesus. Go about your business. Go the way that you know to go. Hallelujah. When you go to the bathrooms, take Jesus to the bathroom with you. You're going from one class to another. Take him to the next class too. The stairwells in school. Have the travel steps. Take him with you. First of all, before you even leave out the house in the morning, get up in the morning in enough time to have devotions and a time with the Lord before you have to go out the door. Because you don't know what you're going to face on the bus stop, on the bus, walking in schools. You don't know what you're going to face. But put on your armor. Put on your armor. Dress yourself as you're dressing yourself in the morning. Dress yourself in Jesus. Hallelujah. Say, God, I'm clothing myself in you. And don't you know, God will protect you. We've had shootings on the school grounds. We've had stabbings on the school grounds. We've had different things on the school grounds. There's the things I remember once when I was in high school, the day that I was absent from school, it was just like, I felt like, well, I had perfect attendance. Well, you know what? Mommy, can I stay home today? Yes, you can stay home today. And don't you know, that was the time that there was a shooting at school during my lunch period. God protected me. Hallelujah. And God will protect you. Put on the whole armor. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm looking for that scripture in Galatians or Ephesians. Putting on the whole armor.
Ephesians 6.
You say Ephesians 6?
Yes.
Hallelujah. I'm in Galatians, okay. Ephesians 6. Clothe yourself up in the Lord, in him, while you're putting on your clothes. While you're in the bathroom bathing, Lord God, as I wash the outside, you wash the inside, Jesus.
Yeah.
Wash me white as snow, Lord. Hallelujah. So I'll be an example for you, Lord God, as I walk in school.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. As I walk among my classroom, my classmates. Ephesians 6:13. It says, wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all to stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, and above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God.
Hallelujah.
Praying always with prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Hallelujah. Young people, take the word of God literally. Take it with you. It will protect you. It will. I answered while I'm driving. I said, Lord, look, angels, be in front of me, behind me, on my right, on my left, be above me and beneath me. Hallelujah. You got angels that's going to go with you. Send your angels to go before you, protect you, to walk with you. Don't let anything hit you. Hallelujah. No bullets or anything. I am a firm believer. God will allow you to drop something on the floor when you go to bend over, so a bullet will, right where you were standing, the bullet will go shoot right above you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Where I was at work, where I used to work, but it happened over the weekend. When I came back, there was a bullet in my window and in my classroom door. But you know what? That bullet had to travel past my desk to hit my door. It happened over a weekend. God will protect you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. God will protect you, young people. Don't be afraid to call on the name of Jesus. Psalm 103:1 says, let me turn to it. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Don't be afraid to call on the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Your friends won't be, they won't be ashamed. They say whatever they want to say out their mouth, so therefore you be bold too. Bless the Lord, all my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. And that's what you do. Okay, bless the Lord, all my soul, for getting out all his benefits. Okay, when you live for the Lord, you know what one of his benefits is? Protecting you because you're his child.
Hallelujah.
He'll do it. When you see trouble and turmoil, then say, Lord God, I'm your child. I thank you for protecting me. And don't get fearful and say, Lord, I thank you for covering me. 34 says, I will bless the Lord at all times.
Hallelujah.
His praise shall continually be in my mouth.
Hallelujah.
Let his praise continually be in your mouth. Hallelujah. Don't laugh at the dirty jokes. Don't put your head together with your friends. You know they're telling them dirty jokes. Or they laughing at the girls. Or, ooh, look at that. Or the girls looking at the boys. Oh, yeah, I like that. Or I want that. Or this and, no. Don't be afraid. Don't be ashamed to sit by yourself. I'm not saying be antisociable, anything like that. But there's a thin line, and you don't want to cross that line. You can't live for the devil through the week and then go to church and praise God in church, or saying, oh, Jesus, I love you and I praise your name, or on Sunday or in Bible study on Wednesday night. And then when you go into church, when you go into school Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday morning, Thursday, Friday, and you are running up and down the halls with your friends, with your girls or with your boys, cursing in the bathroom, smoking, or doing whatever ungodly thing that everybody else is doing, you must make a difference. Don't be afraid to make a difference. Don't be ashamed to say, no, I don't do that. When they're passing around the beer, say, oh, no, thank you, I'm good. Don't worry about somebody looking at you strange, because you know what? They're going to wish that they had the courage and the strength that you had to say no. They're going to wish that they had the strength to stand out and to stand up and say, oh, no thanks, I'm good.
Hallelujah.
And you know what? And when they know and they find out, wow, she take the drink. I never hear her cuss. I never heard her do this. She be saying Jesus and stuff. She must be a church girl. But don't you know what? When they have a problem at home, when they come upon a situation that they know only God can fix, you know who they're going to come looking for? You.
Yes.
They're going to come looking for you. And they may wait until all of their friends are gone, because they don't want anybody to see them talking to you and asking for prayer. Because their friends may say, what were you talking to that holy roller for? Why were you talking to that church girl? And then you have to make it a lie. I was just telling her a joke. No. They're going to come to you, and they're going to say, can you be praying for my family, please? My mother's sick. My father in jail. This is going on. That's going on. Be bold, honey. Don't be afraid to call on the name of Jesus. I have used the name of Jesus even when a dog was trying to run after me or attack me or whatever. I screamed, Jesus! And the dog turned around and ran. It's like somebody kicked him in the tail.
Praise God.
I believe one of the dogs ran away from home. I could hear the owner still calling for the dog. The dog ran so hard and so fast, the owner was still trying to get the dog to come back home. There is power.
Power in the name
of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Bold in the Lord and in the power of his might. Hallelujah. Put on the whole armor. Let God know that you're going to honor him before you even leave out the door. And don't you know, he'll honor you while you're in school. He'll honor you while you're on the playground. He'll honor you while you're in college. Hallelujah. And when I was in college, I graduated 2016, there were some things that the professor couldn't say. But I was able to say them.
Amen.
And the professor would give me the eye and say, thank you. Because they couldn't say it. Because see, somebody may sue them. And or accuse them of preaching or saying something about Jesus or trying to persuade somebody to get religious or get religion in the classroom. But you know what? They can say whatever they want to say about me. They couldn't bring no charges against me They were talking about their homosexuality and coming out the closet and this, this, and that. And then I was able to say, oh, you need to find somebody that's baptized in the Holy Ghost and somebody to lay hands on you. So to pray that demonic spirit of homosexuality off of you. Hallelujah. The teacher knew what I was saying was correct, but he couldn't say it. And he gave me the eye afterwards. Hallelujah. I thank God for Jesus. Thank God for being bold and standing up for him in college. Because when you go to college, you're going to see some of everything. Everything. When you go to school, you're going to see some of everything. So therefore, you're going to be looking at them. So therefore, let them be looking at you too. You're going to be wondering, oh my goodness, what's going on there? And let them be looking at you and say, oh wow, she's one of them Jesus freaks. Okay, hallelujah, praise God. Go ahead and be a Jesus freak for Jesus. Believe you me, God going to have your back. And the ones that don't know if they're male or female or having problems and this and that, they're going to look for you because you're going to excel over them even when it comes to the grades, come to the classes, when it comes to everything. God's going to bless you to excel over them. Watch and take my word for it.
And Uncle Christ.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Bishop Byrd. Young people, be encouraged. Live for the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah. 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 Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We thank God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I just want to drop a note in here. We thank God for Minister Linda Blackwell, who sat in your seat last Wednesday.
Amen.
And did a fantastic.
Thank you, Sister Linda.
I mean, we thank her for being used of the Lord.
Amen.
In a mighty way. So God bless her. She even contributed to the children's corner.
Thank
we thank her a thousand thanks. You know what? And you know what? Pastor Peaches, I discovered this the other day. You know, I share this with everybody in Radio Land. I met the two richest women in the entire world. In fact, I venture to say three richest women in the entire world. And I said, the three richest women in the town. Yes, I did. And guess what? You know, glory to God. One of the names was Willie. One of the names was Linda. And one of the names was Maxine. And you said, wow, because I think you know some people like, yes, I met these. See, here's the key. The richest woman in the world, the richest women in the world, is not quantified by how much money you got in your bank account, but the level of the love that's in your heart. Hallelujah. God. And so Pastor Willie Mae Peaches Bird, hallelujah, our pastor, hallelujah, glory to God, Maxine Lee,
praise,
and Minister Linda Blackwell are the three richest women in the world.
Hallelujah.
Oh, y'all out there, say amen. Hallelujah. Amen. If I can't buy one, can I rent one for just a little while? Hallelujah. Oh, Sister Linda, you got to say amen. Stop smiling. Just say amen. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Praise God. Pastor Peaches, awesome children's corner. And you know what, Pastor Peaches, I just got to ask you a question. Can I ask you a question?
Yes, as long as it's an easy one.
Oh, it's a real easy one. What time is it?
Communion time.
Well, blessed be God. Hallelujah. Baruch Hashem Adonai. Blessed be God the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We know you've had time to get your elements and right now. Hallelujah, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We lift up the elements of Holy Communion.
Mm-hmm.
We thank you for them, O God. We ask that you would bless them, anoint it, sanctify in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
God.
Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians, the 11th chapter. Hallelujah. Verses 23 to 30. The word of the Lord says, examine yourselves. And we examine ourselves right now. We comprehend. We fully aware. We do understand what the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ has done for us. We rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Isaiah 53:5 says, he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Hebrews, glory to God. 1 Peter 2:24 says, with his stripes we were healed. Hebrews 9:22 says, without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. Thank you, Lord. Revelations 1:5 says, you washed our sins with your own blood, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Ephesians 1:7, Colossians 1:14, and Matthew 26:28 says, we have redemption through your blood. It's through your blood that our sins are forgiven. So we comprehend, be fully aware. We do understand what your body and blood has done for us. We rightfully discern the body and the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now your words say, he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to themselves. And for this cause, many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Well, Baruch Hashem Adonai, blessed be God the Lord. We're taking communion worthily because we rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, we're eating and drinking blessings to ourselves, strength to ourselves, healing to ourselves, life to ourselves. Deuteronomy 30:19b says, I set before you life or death, blessings and curses. Choose life that you and your children shall live. And Psalms 118:17 says, you will not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. And glory to God. Numbers 23:19, God, you said that you're not a man that you should lie and that your word will do what it was set up to do. Hallelujah. And Isaiah 55:11 says, your word will not come back void, but it will accomplish, it will prosper in which it was sent. So we thank you for your word today, oh God. Hallelujah. We thank you for your word, oh God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. There's one thing you put above yourself, that's your word. Hallelujah. Psalms 138:2 says so.
Thank you, Jesus.
on the same night which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed. He took the bread, and when he had given thanks, we thank you again, Lord, he broke it and declared, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's eat together. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for our healing already. Your word says in St. Luke 4:18 and Isaiah 61, verses 1 through 3, that you want to heal us everywhere we hurt. So we thank you, Lord, for healing every area of our lives, spiritual, emotional, physical, social, and financial healing. We thank you, Lord, for healing every system of our bodies, the alimentary system, the cardiovascular system, the endocrine system, the genital system, the integumentary system, the musculoskeletal system, the nervous system, the respiratory system, the urinary system. We thank you, Lord, for healing from the top of our heads to the soles of our feet, from inside out, outside. We thank you, Lord, for supernatural creative miracles right now, all over the world, right now, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father God, your word says in Matthew 15:26, 1 John chapter 3, verse 1 and 2, St. John chapter 1, verse 12-13, Galatians 3:26, and Psalms 100 says, we are your children and the sheep of your pasture. And healing is the bread of your children. Glory to God. We thank you, Lord, for your healing bread on today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We remember you, Lord. And likewise, on the same night in which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took the cup also. And when he had given thanks, we thank you again, Lord. He declared, this is the New Testament in my blood. Hallelujah. Do this in remembrance of me.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Let's drink together. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our hearts.
Amen.
The doorposts, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our homes. Hallelujah. Exodus chapter 12, verse 13 and verse 23 says, God, you said, when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and none of the diseases of Egypt, which means the world, shall overtake you when I see the blood. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. When I see the blood, oh, bless his name.
Hallelujah.
When I see the blood, hallelujah. So we thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers our homes, our families, our loved ones, our jobs, our ministries. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers our past, present, and future sins, our missteps and mistakes, our faux pas and failures. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers us as we sleep.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. As we travel in vehicles throughout the land. As we work and play, as we walk and talk, as we worship and praise, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost and Spirit of Elijah, the Tishbite, we thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, hallelujah, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, brings to naught, makes to no effect, brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, utterly destroys every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex. We call down the fire of heaven on every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex. Fire, 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 in Jesus' name. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already undoes, unties, severs, cuts, breaks, decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, brings to naught, makes a null effect, brings to nil, reverses, utterly destroys every ungodly soul tie. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We remember you, Lord. We remember you, Lord.
Yes, Hallelujah. Jesus. Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
I want to try another song. When I see the blood, when I see the blood,
when I
see the blood,
I will pass.
I will pass over you. One more time. When I see the blood, when I
see the blood,
when
I see the blood, I will pass. I'll pass over you.
We thank you, Lord, for Holy Communion on today. This is why we do Holy Communion every day, so that God can see the blood of his dear son over our lives, over our home. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And we're not finished yet. Hallelujah. Today's Hallelujah. Family Daily Confession.
Hallelujah.
We speak for every man, woman, boy, or girl in our family and our extended family, according to Job 22:28. Romans 4:17, hallelujah, 2 Kings, the first chapter, Acts chapter 1, verse 8, Romans chapter 8, verse 11. We decree and declare that we are mighty men and women of valor, shaped in the image of God, full of integrity and truth, mighty thinkers in Jesus' name, lean, clean, spiritual kingdom machines. We know who we are from God's perspective, and we're not intimidated by anything in this life. We're kingdom citizens. We're fivefold ministry gifts. We're gifts to the ministry of helps. We're brilliant. We're awesome. We're amazing. We're intelligent. We're powerful. We're perfect. We're strong. We're mighty. We're great. We're beautiful in Jesus' name. Now unto him who's able to keep us from falling and present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever, in Jesus' name. Jude 1, verses 24 and 25. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank God for Holy Communion on today. And before we get into the next phase of this service, I'd like to mention that we had a contest going on, and we had no winners to the contest. So there's $250 still sitting up there. And we're going to run this contest again sometime in the future. And the winner of this contest is the person that will completely and without mistake quote the seven pillars of wisdom that we have provided for them. And if you want to know those seven pillars of wisdom, you can call or write for a copy of the seven pillars of wisdom. Hallelujah. And you can call 410-444-5152. Hallelujah. That's 410-444-5152. After this broadcast, hallelujah, glory to God, leave your name and your number and your request. Or you can write to R-Y-M-M, that's R as in Ralph, Y as in Year, M as in Mary, at Post Office Box 24554, Baltimore, Maryland, 21214. Again, that's Post Office Box 24554, Baltimore, Maryland, 21214.
There was an age limit.
Oh, that's right, the age limit. The age limit of the new contest will be under 17. Excuse me, under 18. In other words, from 1 to 17. Now, if you have a child who's 1 year old and who can quote the seven pillars of wisdom without mistake, we're going to double that $250 and make it $500, because that's awesome. A one-year-old who's going to completely quote Jesus. But anyway, we'll let you know when that contest will start again. If you want to get a head start, you can call us or write to us, and we will send you a copy of the Seven Pillars of Wisdom.
Amen.
Hallelujah. God bless you. Hallelujah. Now, let's see. I need to ask another question. I like asking Pastor Peaches questions. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Why?
Because you seem to know the answer all the time, 100% of the time. What time is it now?
Time for the way.
Well, bless God. Baruch Hashem Adonai. Blessed be God the Lord. Hallelujah. Father God, I receive your anointing to preach and to teach your word. I pray to that the ground that shall be sown into is good ground. And Father God, I don't take this responsibility nor this opportunity lightly, but I seize it with every ounce of strength I have. Use me for your glory today, O God. Heal, deliver, set the captives free. Save, fill with your Holy Spirit on today, O God. O God, we bless your name, O God. We thank you, Lord, for giving, hallelujah, to the harvest of the seed sown tonight. Hallelujah. Giving 30, 60, 100-fold, even 1,000-fold increase in blessing. And Father God, we thank you for giving us the authority to bind the enemy. Satan, the Lord God, rebuke you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We curse you from the root. We bind you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're under our feet. We say, get thee behind us, Satan. And Father God, hallelujah. We give you all the praise. We give you all the glory. We give you all the honor in Jesus' name. Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Let the redeemed of the Lord say amen.
Amen.
Let the blood-bought and washed saints say amen.
Amen.
Let Sister Linda, Minister Linda, say amen. All right. Let Sister Julie say amen. Oh, Sister Tiffany, say amen too. Well, bless me, God. God bless you. Everybody say amen.
Amen.
Now, I know some of you say, this brother has gone a little bit far. You know, I tell you, the message is going to, I don't know how many editions of this message we're going to do. It may be 2 weeks. It may be 5 weeks. But I got a message that's going to rock your world. Holy God gave me a message that's going to rock your world. Because all those that want something in their life changed, raise your hand. I see that hand. I see that hand with the eyes of my faith. I see that hand. I see that hand. Come on, raise your hand.
Hallelujah.
You want a change in your life, raise your hand. Somebody needs a change in their bank account, raise your hand.
Okay.
Somebody needs a change in their health, raise your hand. Somebody needs a change in the vehicle they're driving, raise your hand. Somebody needs a change in the house they're in, raise your hand. Somebody needs a change in the tech they're in. Come on now. Raise your the job they're on. Come on. Okay. Now I see that hand. I see those hands. Oh, yeah. I see those hands with the eyes of my faith. I got news for you. The title of today's message is Nothing Changes Until Your Mind Changes. Let me say that again. Nothing changes until your mind changes. Tell somebody. Say, you sitting with somebody. Say, neighbor.
Neighbor.
Oh, neighbor.
Oh, neighbor.
Nothing changes.
Nothing changes.
Until your mind changes.
Until your mind changes.
Tell another neighbor. Say, neighbor. Oh, okay, that was a little deep. Neighbor. Oh, neighbor.
Mm-mm-mm.
Nothing changes.
Nothing changes.
Until your mind changes.
Until your mind changes.
Now, some of you are in the same place that you were 5 years ago, or you may be in a worse position than you were 5 years ago. If I'm talking about you, raise your hand. I see that hand. I see that hand. I see those hands, brother. But eyes of my faith. The definition of insanity...
Mm-hmm.
Is that you keep doing the same thing and expect a different result. That's called insanity.
Amen.
Now, let me give you two other definitions. The definition of neurosis is that you build an imaginary castles in the sand. Okay, that's neurosis. Psychosis is that you're living in it. Those imaginary castles in the sand. Again, nothing changes. You're writing this down. Write this down. You're going to have to refer back to this now. Why did we tell you to get your pen and pencil, something to write on?
Amen.
Nothing changes until your mind changes. You say, what's my mind? You talking about my brain? No, your mind and brain are two different things. Your brain is part of your physical self. Your mind is your soulable realm. is in your soulable realm. Your soul is comprised of your mind, your will, and your emotions. But nothing changes. See, your mind is really your intellect, your way, your reasoning. That's the mind part of your soulable realm. And again, nothing changes until your mind changes. Pastor Peaches, can you read the scriptures? I did count them this time. I wanted to add a couple more, but then I got to 15. I said, Lord, I need to leave it alone. But you go ahead. Read this. Just give the scriptures, please. And y'all can, abbreviate. That'll save you time. Abbreviate. Like if we say Galatians, that's G-A-L. If we say Philippians, that's P-H-I-L. You know, just abbreviate. Because, you know, all right, Pastor Peaches.
Hebrews 11:6. Hebrews 11:1. Hosea 4:6. Proverbs 29:18. Habakkuk 2:2. Philippians 2:5. Matthew 16:16-17. John 1:14. John 3:17. Matthew 3:2. John 10:10. Matthew 1:21. 2 Corinthians 5:21. Galatians 5:22-23. John 10:1-3.
Hallelujah. Again, nothing changes until your mind changes. Nothing changes until your mind changes. Hebrews 11:6 says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must first believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him, intentionally seek him, deliberately seek him. Thank you, Jesus. For the next two sessions, talk about your mind changes. Preparatory to your mind changing is that you're going to have to answer 5 questions. I'm going to give them to you now, but we're going to hit them as we go throughout the weeks. See, Jesus answered these 5 questions. And the word says to be like him as dear children. I need you to write this down. This is the foundation for changing the way you think. Hallelujah. To changing your mind. Glory to God. Glory to God. Number one, these are 5 questions you have to ask yourself. And answer for yourself. Number one, who am I? Okay. Number two, where did I come from? Where did I come from? Number three, why am I here? Why am I here? Why am I here? Number four, what can I do? What can I do? And number five, where am I going? Again, we went too fast for you. We're going to review them right now. Number one, who am I? Number two, where did I come from? Number three, why am I here? Number four, what can I do? And number five, where am I going? It is important to actually change the direction in which you are going, to change your mind. You must come to grips with these questions. Now, Hebrews 11:1 says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So, the answers to these five questions may not be obvious to you. They are spiritually discerned. Make sure you don't miss the next few services, because we're going to hit each one by one, question by question. Hallelujah. Pastor Peaches, what is that third scripture there?
Hosea 4:6.
Hosea 4:6. Can you get there? When you get there, can you say amen?
Amen.
Read Hosea 4:6.
Okay. Hosea 4:6 says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge.
Stop. See, some of you have had stuff happening to you in your life, and you wonder, what's happening? Now, you can put this on the side, John 10:10. The thief cometh but forth to steal, kill, and to destroy. If it's stealing, if it's killing, if it's destroying, that's the thief. Who's the thief? You know who it is. Hallelujah. Beelzebub, Satan, the devil, Mephistopheles, whatever you want to call him. He wants to steal, kill, and destroy. So if it's stealing, if it's killing, if it's destroying in your life, enemy is at work. In order to change the directory of that, you got to understand that nothing changes until your mind changes. Hallelujah. And if you don't change your mind, the way you're thinking, what's going to keep happening? Hosea 4:6. That's why we're giving you this knowledge. And true knowledge, I'm not talking about false knowledge. True knowledge comes from whom, Pastor Peaches?
God.
True knowledge comes from God.
Yes.
So that's why we're in his word, uptight and personal. Read the next scripture.
The next scripture is Proverbs 29:18. Where there is no vision, the people perish.
See, one of the things that's allowing you to be in the same place you were 5 years ago or 3 years ago, or you stop missing it, you don't have a vision for your life. What does that scripture say?
Where there is no vision, the people perish.
Where there is no vision, the people, and so some of you think the vision is only for a pastor of a church or the leader of a business. You got to have a vision for your family. Your family should not be helter-skelter or laissez-faire, whatever, because whatever's going to happen to you. You have to have a plan for your family, for your life, your family, even your community. It's important for you to understand it's the same for you as for any business. I heard this years ago. A business that fails to plan, plans to fail.
Amen.
A family that fails to plan, plans to fail. That scripture says what again?
Provide a vision, the people perish.
Okay, the next scripture.
Habakkuk 2.
When you get there, say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Read that.
And the Lord answered and said, write the vision and make it plain upon tables that he may run that readeth it.
Listen to me. Write the vision for yourself down on paper. See, the tablets, they didn't have, that's all they had. They didn't have no compasses and notebooks, no binders. You had to write it on a tablet. Tablet was concrete. It ain't going to get lost. You can't put it in your pocket and forget about it. Glory to God. It's a tablet. Write the vision. Make it plain for those in your garden can read it and then and flow, follow.
Amen.
Hear what's going on. Your children, and I've got to say this about myself, because this rhema didn't come to me 20 years ago, 40 years ago, 50 years ago. It's coming to me now. I did not write a vision for my family. Therefore, crazy stuff has happened. And my great things have happened in my family, but some crazy things have happened in my family. The family that fails to plan, plans to fail. Hallelujah. You got to write the vision. Write it down. Let me say that again. Write it down. This is preparatory to you learning how to change your mind. Because look here. What's the message entitled, Pastor Peaches?
Nothing changes until your mind changes.
Say that again. Can you say that one more time?
Nothing changes until your mind changes.
It's important to you to understand you got to make sure that your mind gets that message. Oh, glory to God. When you write something down, you're receiving it on several levels. And then you can have somebody else read it, and they can run and follow what you wrote down because you wrote it down. I got to go. We got to end there. Put an asterisk or put a line and let me know where I stop because we got to stop. Y'all, you got to pay attention now. You can't miss Sunday. Nothing changes until your mind changes.
Amen.
See you on Sunday. Father God, we thank you. Let the words of our mouths and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our redeemer, in Jesus' name. Pastor Peaches.
Hallelujah.
It's in your hands.
Hallelujah. If you'd like to contact us, please call after the broadcast is over, 410-444-5152. If you want a copy of the Seven Pillars of Wisdom, when you call, ask for that. If you have a child or grandchild from 1 to 17 that you want to memorize that, the first one gets to us. That's who will be winning the prize, and they have to know it word for word. Hallelujah. If you'd like to send us a communication in the mail, the address, please address your envelope, RYMM, Mary R for Ralph, Y for year, MM, Mary, P.O. Box 24554, Baltimore, Maryland, 21214.
Hey, Pastor Peter, somebody might want to get saved right now.
Hallelujah. If you'd like to accept Jesus Christ in your heart, please repeat this prayer behind me. Father God,
I'm sorry for my sins, and I ask you to come into my heart. Hallelujah. Wash me white as snow. It is just that simple. You have gone from death unto life. Hallelujah. You are now a child of God. Call us and let us know that you have accepted Jesus Christ in your heart. Let him know you want to make him your Lord and Savior. Thank you, Jesus.
See you on Sunday at 3 p.m. at 3007 Iona Terrace, the Parsonage. And the sanctuary is located on the lower level of Parsonage, at the side entrance. Join us for live service.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.